www.thebestplace.org.
She has her mother's eyes, button nose, and dependence to opioids. Every 15 minutes, a baby is born suffering from opioid withdrawal. But she doesn't have to. It's not too late for her, and it's not too late for you. Treatment is available for pregnant women struggling with opioid use, regardless of your ability to pay. Call 1-800-450-9530. Help is just a call away, 24/7. If you are pregnant and struggling with opioid use, call 1-800-450-9530 or visit cssnv.org for help. You are not alone. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sad news from the world of entertainment. Paul Sorvino, an imposing actor whose roles ranged from the mob boss in Goodfellas to an early stint on the long-running cop show drama Law & Order, has died. Natural causes, age of, what was that? Age of 80, 83. 83. Really a great actor. And died with his family by his side. So Paul Sorvino, dead at the age of 83. Coming up on the show, Victor Jakes is one of the smartest guys when it comes to public policy. And it's so much fun that we get to kick off every week with a visit with Victor Jakes. But so it is. We'll get Victor Jakes coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, coming up on 2:30, and as I check out the traffic cams here, I do see some rain out there in the distance. Looks like in the south and the Henderson areas. Volumes are heavy there as well on the Beltway 215 westbound. That's past Gibson. Also, you're pretty much bumper to bumper on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at sunset as you work your way up to the stadium into the resort area. And possible delays on Interstate 515 as well. Westbound, beginning at Eastern Avenue, there's only two lanes available through the construction zone. And that is all the way up to Interstate 15.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders will open up their preseason schedule next week on a Thursday night, August 4th. They'll take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Both teams under new head coaches, Josh McDaniels, taking over the Raiders, who went 10-7 last season with a wild card loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles a few years ago, is now the new head coach with the Jags. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Washington Nationals meet tonight. Tony Gonsolin will get the start for the Dodgers, cruising this season at 11-0 with an ERA of 2.20. Paulo Espino will counter for Washington 0-3. The Angels are on the road. They'll be in Kansas City for a set against the Royals. Noah Syndergaard will get the start for Los Angeles, who will be without Mike Trout once again, still dealing with a rib injury. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
NFL training camps are opening around the country. That means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate crowd. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You gotta love it. Mondays are not all that bad around here. There's something new to talk about every day. By the way, the former president, Donald J. Trump, is scheduled tomorrow to make a major speech in no less than Washington, D.C., his first trip back to D.C. since losing the presidency and leaving the White House. This is a major, major speech. But we are being told that he will not reveal anything new relative to what he wants to do in 2024. But suffice to say, there will be some news, breaking news tomorrow out of our nation's capital, and it will involve Donald J. Trump. Now, I had a chance to, earlier to visit with Victor Jakes. He is one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to public policy. He writes 3 times a week for the Review Journal. And there was this report, and we've been reporting it as well, this whole notion of we've replaced all the jobs, 100% of the jobs that we lost during the pandemic have now been replaced. Now, that depends on, you know, parsing words and all of that stuff. That's what this is about. But Victor Jakes, I asked him, do you believe in this notion that we have replaced all these jobs lost during the Sisolak shutdown? And this is what he had to say.
Well, I mean, what the statistic is it takes the high, the number of people employed before all the shutdowns happen, and then it says we finally reached that number of people employed. So in that sense, it's true. But obviously, if there hadn't been the shutdown, you would expect the number to be much higher. And it's really not much of a brag to say, after 2 years and 4 months, we're finally back to where we started from. So it's something. Yeah, it's something, but it's kind of a, kind of condemns him with faint praise, for him to come out and say, look, I did it. I finally got us back to where we started from before I ruined everything. It's not really an impressive accomplishment.
Victor, what is your sense of where we are then? What is the, Victor meter tell you about, where we are? Are we all the way back? Have we come all the way back?
Well, I guess there's a lot of different ways to take that. I mean, I think the biggest thing to me is that we are teetering. That this is kind of the calm before the storm, which is obviously not great because it's been a rough couple of years for everybody. But you can just see parts of the economy starting to crumble. I mean, the interest rates are going up. The Federal Reserve is literally trying to slow the economy down to stop inflation, which is needed. They need to move much faster. But that's going to lead to job loss. It's going to lead to higher interest rates on homes. That's going to start driving the price of housing down. So I just think, I personally think we are in a recession. It's kind of this different definitions of, or how do you define it? And is it technically a recession? I mean, it's here. I mean, people are talking about, it's a 50% chance of a recession next year. I mean, I believe the recession is here, and it's just taking things a little while to catch up. And I think it's going to get worse.
I'm not sure if they're trying to reinvent the term recession, but I have heard plenty of Democratic folks saying, essentially, well, now, wait a minute, two straight consecutive negative growth quarters constitutes... Whoa, what was that? Ooh. No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, hey. This is a family show. We understand families.
Yeah, my kids are going crazy, so I apologize.
not a problem. No, but are they trying to redefine the notion of what constitutes a recession? I always thought it was two straight negative growth quarters, which is what we're probably headed for. But is it not that?
Well, I mean, I think it's just this is the Democratic playbook, right? Is things aren't going well, and they redefine the terms. And you see that with racism, you see that with sexism. Basically, if a Republican's winning an argument, they're going to get labeled as some sort of ism. And we're seeing that with the economy right now. I mean, Biden's done a terrible job. He's led the country right into a recession. And the solution to that isn't fixing or reversing his policies. It's, we're going to redefine the term, and then everything will be okay. I mean, look, when inflation's at 8%, things are not okay. The Biden administration has said, inflation is going to be temporary. It's just going to be over in a little bit. And now it's like, we totally messed that up. And trust us this time. We'll fix it.
Yeah, it's like the boy that cried wolf. And it's incredible how wrong people can be. I want to ask you about your column today. Essentially why Las Vegas isn't running out of water. Everything I see is Lake Mead this, Lake Mead that. Here are photos from space that indicate that Lake Mead is losing water. Lake Mead, contrary to what a lot of people don't know, is that they provide water to 25 million people in places like Nevada, Arizona, California, and yes, Mexico. What were you trying to say in this column today?
Well, I talked to a lot of people, and from a certain group, I get the sense that they, kind of have in the back of their mind that one day they're going to wake up and turn the tap, the faucet on, there's not going to be any water. And so I'm trying to address those concerns, because obviously what you're saying is right. I mean, there is a larger water issue with the Colorado, with Lake Mead. It's right there. Everybody can see it. But what they don't see is that, Nevada basically gets just a tiny amount of all of the water in Lake Mead. You know, we get, I won't bore you with the numbers, but you know, basically Arizona and California get tons more water than we do. And the advantage that we have here is that we're able to recycle the indoor water that gets used. And so the Southern Nevada Water Authority says that basically around 99% of indoor water gets returned to Lake Mead, and so we get credit for it. And so, you know, we could use, you know, 100 million gallons, but if it's indoor use, we're returning 99 million gallons. And so, you know, that is why you can have things like new housing developments. That's why you can have water parks. And, you know, the Water Authority isn't freaking out about that because they know that, well, if we can ban grass, you know, then we can recycle most of that water and we can allow continued expansion. And so, you know, the point of the column is not to try and say, like, oh, you know, go turn on your hose and just leave it running for 24 hours and don't worry about it. No, I mean, you can't do that, obviously. But there is a problem. There's been steps taken to mitigate the problem. And I think a lot of people just don't realize the extent of those steps that have been taken. And so that's what I was trying to go for there.
Okay. No, and now the question is, do we have a water problem in our state? And I'm talking about statewide, not just Southern Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, there is a problem. I mean, absolutely, there is a problem. We, you know, we have restrictions on grass. You know, we've got new restrictions on swimming pools that are coming in. So there is a problem, but there have been steps taken to mitigate that problem. And so I guess I would say it's, you know, it's gone from like crisis level, Las Vegas no longer exists, to, you know, we don't have as much grass as anyone would like. And that those are two different, you know, two totally different scales of the problem.
I want to take you to another crisis, if you will, and that is the Yosemite wildfire. There is a growing question in Washington whether there should be some sort of climate emergency declared by the president. Are we to the point where we need to look at that? Because that would give the president broad powers that he doesn't have now.
No, I don't think we need to do that. You know, emergency is supposed to be like there's something on fire and we've got to get people out of the way, or there's a flood coming. You know, emergency is not something that's happening over the course of decades. I mean, that's basically just a way to try and smuggle, you know, the Democrats' preferred policy perspectives into practice without having to pass them through Congress. And, you know, the thing is that people always talk about, you know, the global warming alarmist, you know, even the things that they propose are not changing things for decades. And the change that, you know, would happen would be minimal. I mean, something that on the scale of like, you know, instead of warming 2 degrees, we're warming 0.18 degrees or something, you know. And so these are not solutions. These are not solutions to the water problem. They're not solutions to the forest fires. And even if you buy all of the alarmism, you can't say getting rid of carbon is the solution to the problem, because whatever effects it will have, if it will have any effects, won't be felt for decades. It's a worldwide phenomenon. China and India are still building their coal power plants and still using them. And so, you know, you've got to go to something else.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. I'm just going to tell you, you know, when it comes to climate change, when it comes to COVID, and in fact, you know, we were talking about this earlier, this whole notion of, you know, the monkeypox, and that suddenly the monkeypox is going to have its own coordinator at the White House, even though the latest number I saw is that there are only 2,000 reported cases here in the United States. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is trying to make something bigger and that it's an international emergency. I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. And it's just another crisis. Rahm Emanuel was right. That you can't let a good emergency go to waste. And we're going to give people more power and we're going to get less freedom. That's what's happening out there, folks. Wake up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Paul Powell's Christmas in July is here. Now through July 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want, and Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the Pauladay. Paul, more lawyer, less fee.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is so good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And then, of course, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. So exciting. Oh, my God. And he's got so much on his plate now. More coming up as we continue. Gentleman Jim Dallas, though, has been tracking a story that's been ongoing. And it's really sad. I don't know how many of you caught Liz Cheney on Fox News Sunday, but it was pathetic. I mean, it really honestly was. I finally had to tune out, and I had to call my friend Jim Dallas and say, what did I miss?
Well, she basically has been, singing the same tune that she has from the very beginning, that Trump is unfit to be the president. He was definitely calling people up and telling them that he didn't want any help, from the Capitol Police, and it was just garbage. It's just garbage in, garbage out. And I know that Brett Baer he's got his regular Monday through Friday gig, and maybe having to come in on Sundays and have to do this show, maybe he's half there mentally, because he let her spew a lot of things that we don't accept to be fact, and he let her do that. And it was very, very disappointing as a conservative and as a follower of Fox for many years. And there were a lot of people, Kevin, that were very critical of Brett Baer allowing her to do that. And basically, he's throwing his hands up in the air. What am I going to do? I mean, she's on the committee. It's a one-sided committee, and there's nobody that is really saying anything that counters what her and the other, 9 or 10 members of that committee are saying. It's just sad to watch.
Well, and they say that they're going to continue on into September.
Yeah, they're not done yet, according to them. But we know that there's probably going to be a new sheriff in town once the Republicans win the House, hopefully the Senate as well. But August is big for a lot of primaries, including Liz Cheney, who is trailing, the last I saw, by some 28 points.
Is she really?
To Harriet Hageman, there for the only seat in the state of Wyoming. And that is going to be on the 16th. But August 2nd, a week from tomorrow, there's 5 states that are going to be having their primaries: Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. So you got some red states in there, you got some blue states and some purple states just a week from tomorrow.
Oh boy. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. We need to take a break to make us official. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hey there.